Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Kuf Tes of Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we're learning about include Beis Chanya, an alternate place of worship established by Chanya, a son of Shimon HaTzadik. The Gemara discusses whether he built it for Avodah Zarah or L'Shem Shemayim. Hekriva Beveis Chanya. If one pledges an Oila and brings it in Beis Chanya, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Harilai Oila Shakriven Beveis Chanya. If he pledged to bring an Oila in Beis Chanya, he must bring it in the Mikdash, but if he brings it in Beis Chanya, he has fulfilled his obligation. Shchut Echutz. One is liable Karis for slaughtering a korban outside of the Mikdash. Hakahanim Sheshimshu Beveis Chanya Lo Yishamshu BeMikdash Shebirushalayim. Any kohen that served in Beis Chanya is disqualified to serve in the Mikdash, and Be'in Tzorch Loim Al Dava Acher, and he's certainly disqualified if he served the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara discusses Kohen Sheshachal Avodas Kachavim if a kohen slaughtered for Avodah Zarah. Shagag Bezrika, if a kohen inadvertently performed Zrika for an Avodah Zarah. Kohen She'avad Avodas Kachavim Beshav, if a kohen served Avodah Zarah and repented. Hishtachav Al Avodas Kachavim, if a kohen bowed to the Avodah Zarah. If a kohen accepted an Avodah Zarah upon himself by saying, "You are my God."